sheep in the gospel, I mean. The sheep that St. Luke tells us about, or at least St. Luke tells us about the shepherds. And when there are shepherds, there must surely be sheep. They were out in the fields, we're told, looking after their flocks at night. In fact, there's quite a strong sense in the original of keeping guard over the flock at night. Because when your sheep were out at night, you needed shepherds camped nearby to protect them from the dangerous wild animals that were to be found in the vicinity of Bethlehem at the time when Jesus was born. In particular, lions. There's a small breed of lion called the Asiatic lion. It's practically extinct, but it used to be quite common. And the lion, the little Asiatic lion, turns up in lots of different places in the Bible. They were a menace to sheep, a bit like wolves in European culture. So you camped out at night with your sheep. When the shepherds hurried off, we're told that they hurried off to Bethlehem to see the thing that had happened, to see the baby that had been born, did they leave their sheep behind them? Possibly they did, because they were in such a hurry to get to see this amazing thing that the angels had told them about, that they did abandon their sheep. Although that would have been the height of irresponsibility from a shepherd's point of view. It would, if they did abandon them, it would tell you something about the urgency and excitement that they felt. But I rather like to think that they took the sheep with them to the stable, the rock overhang, the cave, whatever it was, the animal shelter in which was the manger where the infant Jesus lay. And that the sheep crowded in along with the ox and the ass. The ox and the ass are not actually in the Bible, but they're in early Christian tradition. And Mary and Joseph and the midwife, not in the Bible, but surely there was a midwife there to help with the birth. You wonder what the sheep made of it. Did they sense the extraordinary concentration and stillness that must have been present? Because that's how it always is after a child has been born. A newly born child has an extraordinary way of commanding the attention of everybody who is in the room. There's something so miraculous, so extraordinary about that little scrap of life that's just merged into independent living in the world outside the mother's womb. And of course, this child, above all children, commands attention. The ordinary silence of the room in which a birth has taken place, but something very special about this one. An attention that is required of us, a kind of quality of silence and concentration that is the antidote to all the rush and noise and bother that characterizes our life as a nation at the moment, our life in so many ways. Here is a stillness, and I think the sheep probably sensed that. I wonder if they sensed another thing, that the child that was lying there was the shepherd, their shepherd, the world's shepherd, that this child would grow to be the good shepherd who lays down his life for his people, for his sheep. As the shepherds that were watching over their flocks by night were ready to face down the danger of the lion, even to give themselves to save the flock, so this child will grow to be the good shepherd who will, come Easter, lay down his life for his own, for his people. The shepherd who gives himself for his sheep. And I'd like to think that maybe one or two of the sheep, as they bleated about inside the stable, intuited that about this child. And to him and to his heavenly Father and to the Holy Spirit be glory now and always. Amen.
Amen.